This is Hero of the Week, and with Crawford Broadcasting, this is Matt Wyatt. Joining us today is a member of the United States Coast Guard, Petty Officer Jeremy Bloom. Petty Officer Bloom, welcome and thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Good morning.
Petty Officer, what is your normal assignment in the Coast Guard?
I am an admin and human resources person at Marine Safety Unit, Huntington, West Virginia.
And what does that involve?
Well, mostly I help people with administrative problems. I'm kind of a guy that fixes things. And also I'm attached to a disaster assistance response team. So we go out and do normal flood operations on natural disaster events.
Okay. But you've been assigned a very special duty, one that will take place next year in January of 2013. What is that special duty?
Yes, sir. I'm here in Washington, D.C., supporting the 57th inauguration. I'm the Coast Guard Service Liaison to the Joint Task Force here in the National Capital Region.
And we're talking about the presidential inauguration, aren't we?
Yes, sir.
How were you chosen, Petty Officer Bloom?
You know, there was a solicitation put out from the Joint Task Force, which is basically just all these military organizations that ask for specific service help. And I responded to that. Honestly, didn't think I had a chance in the world of getting it, because it's really an honor to be able to serve for the inauguration, and they picked me up.
And how do you feel about being selected for this honor?
Well, gosh, it's such an honor that the Coast Guard would select me to represent my service. You know, I don't want to let them down. So I take a lot of pride in my daily work, and this world-class event's going to come off in January, and I'm going to be able to sit back and realize that I played a role in that.
And are you the only one involved in this?
No. It's a pretty substantial team. Well over 200 people total. From the Coast Guard, there's 8 of us that are on staff, specifically full-time for the inauguration. I'm the only one that acts as the service liaison, but we all have different roles.
Okay. And what's involved for you in preparing for this prestigious event?
Well, the Coast Guard provides over 600 people for the actual event. My job is to plan and facilitate that. It's quite a task to get 600 people in one place at one time with all the specific requirements that we have for this event, and it's a full-time job.
And are you involved in some kind of ceremonies that are related to the inauguration?
There are several presidential balls that go along with it, and then the actual parade and the inauguration, the actual swearing in the day before, and different people have different roles with those specific events.
And how long will be involved in this? Does this go past the inauguration, or once the inauguration is done, do you return to normal duty?
Well, I stay a little bit past the inauguration. The inauguration is on the 21st of January. I stay through March. I'm responsible for a lot of the after-action reports and things like that, basically to communicate to the people that will do it in 4 years from now, saying this is how we did the job, these are the problems that arose, and this is how we fixed it, basically to make it easier for them 4 years from now to do their job. And then I also am responsible for creating the awards for the people that are participating in the event.
Okay. And why the Coast Guard, Petty Officer? What made you decide that this was the service you wanted to be a part of?
Well, I grew up in Oregon originally, and I was spoon-fed Coast Guard stories from the time I was a little kid, you know, of these, you know, gallant rescues out on the Pacific Ocean. And that's what I saw growing up. So when I graduated from high school, joining the military was sort of a natural progression. My grandpa was a Korean War vet, so I definitely had that link. And joining the Coast Guard was sort of a natural choice.
And how do you feel about serving your country in the Coast Guard?
Oh, the Coast Guard's a wonderful organization. They've been really good to me, and it really is an honor to be able to serve my country with this organization.
Petty Officer Jeremy Bloom of the United States Coast Guard, thanks again for giving of your time today.
It's absolutely my pleasure. Thank you.
All of us are grateful for your dedication to duty, to this country, and for your good service for all of us. We ask God's blessings both for your time at the inauguration as well as your continued service in the Coast Guard, and we honor you, Petty Officer Bloom, as our Hero of the Week.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.